Next week will mean commuting headaches for lots of people in the Seattle area. Transportation officials have advised people to work from home or flex their schedules if possible after the Alaskan Way Viaduct closes tonight and before the new tunnel opens. But not everyone is able to do that. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has been speaking with teachers about how they're planning to get to work. And Ashley joins me live in the studio. Ashley, teachers don't really have flexibility on when they can show up at work. So what have they been telling you about their commuting plans?
Yeah, this is pretty stressful for a lot of people. You know, a lot of teachers don't live close to the school where they teach. And I should also say this goes beyond just teachers. I mean, this is librarians, counselors, principals, all kinds of school staff. It's especially hard for people who have to go between North Seattle and West Seattle. A lot of those folks depend on the viaduct. I spoke with one woman, Cherie Gibson. She lives in West Seattle and she teaches at Cascadia Elementary in North Seattle. She's been thinking about this for months.
I've been trying to look at different bus routes, taking the water taxi, doing the train, and I finally settled on I'm going to take 2 days off a week, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going to stay with a friend in Ballard.
Yeah, so she's decided to not even try to get to work from West Seattle. She'll just bunk with a friend who lives close to her school and have a friend in West Seattle feed her cat. So she really highlights something that's a frustration for a lot of people. It's pretty simple to get to downtown Seattle from West Seattle by public transportation. But then if you need to get farther north, it gets complicated and time consuming.
Well, wasting time in traffic seems to be something a lot of people are concerned about. What else did you hear from teachers?
Yeah, some told me that they expect that they're probably going to get less sleep because they have to get up earlier. Others said that they won't be able to spend as much time with students before and after school. I spoke with one dad who teaches history at Rainier Beach High School. His name is Curtis Reed. He has a six-year-old in kindergarten and a two-month-old baby.
I have been taking my son to the bus stop every day, and now I can't do that. You know, I'm just planning on having it take a little longer for me to drive down here, and so I can't drop my son off for his bus every day, and so my wife has to pull double duty and get the baby out of bed and get everybody going so that I could be here to school on time.
Yeah, this is shifting a lot of people's home routines. He lives in North Seattle in the Wedgwood neighborhood, and he said he's a little sad about the extra travel time and that it means he'll spend less time with his kids. Some people are planning to use the extra time commuting to listen to podcasts. One teacher said she's planning to listen to This American Life and Radiolab. And of course, I had to slip in that she should probably check out KNKX's sound effect as well.
Absolutely. Great suggestion. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome.
KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross joining us live this morning. And we have details on how to deal with the viaduct closure at our website, knkx.org.